We finally got Aaron back. Well, welcome back, Mr. Aaron.
New year.
New year, new Aaron?
Yeah, new year, new Aaron, so to speak, somewhat.
I told him when we saw him earlier, it's like watching a unicorn. You haven't seen him in forever.
Life's been happening, but I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, well, glad to have you back, because now we're going to talk so much shit, and I hope you're ready. All right, let's start off with this whole POW World shit that's going on. Pokemon with guns, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So give me more information on this guy, because that's basically summing it up is Pokemon with guns.
Right now, it's the highest paid Steam game of all time.
It's out already?
It's out.
What the fuck?
I have a friend that was mentioned it like 2 days ago, and I have no idea what it is.
Oh, I knew about it. I didn't know it was out because I really didn't care for it. Because, again, Pokemon with guns.
Pokemon
is keeping a good eye on them, because I believe Nintendo or Pokemon, they're trying to sue them because it looks so resembling to their characters.
Yeah. Okay, it does a little bit. I won't lie. It does, actually.
It does.
Except for that chicken. That's like a regular chicken.
I mean, but how can they really... I mean, it's not full copyright,
exactly.
Though.
Right. They can't really sue them.
Yeah, they can't sue them without it being like...
Because they make an animal-catching game.
No, I know.
Look at that.
It's
very, very similar. You can tell.
Oh, man.
Which is wild.
Looks better, though. Jesus Christ, it looked better.
Oh, yeah. What was that last Pokemon game? Pokemon
Scarlet.
Legend?
Legends Arceus.
Yeah, Arceus.
Okay, do me a favor. Now, for Nintendo... This should be your opportunity to see what you fucked up on.
That is. You're right. This should be your opportunity to see what you fucked up
on. So instead of suing them and wasting money, use the fucking money to make something better than this.
Yes. This should be the opportunity.
Or they could have partnered up with them and made a exclusive or something.
Wow. Bro, it's like
Pokemon with guns.
No, it's Pokemon plus Fortnite plus guns. Oh, my God.
But why did Shooty get the damn thing?
I was about to say, because
you got
to
damage them before you capture them.
Stop. Now that I'm watching it low key, I would probably play this shit. Stop. Definitely.
I hate this shit.
Fortnite and Pokemon? Fuck yeah, bro.
Like, what?
Let's do it. It's already on Steam?
Listen, you might
always over.
It's over. Stop. You might give Fortnite some ideas. They're going to be like, ooh.
Hold on. Look, I got to check Fortnite. Steam real quick.
Steam?
Get the fuck out of here, bro. Keep playing that shit. That shit looks sick.
Keep playing that shit. That looks good.
See, another thing is that this has the opportunity to be on multiple platforms.
It does.
Which Pokemon is only on Nintendo.
Nintendo, yeah.
So I think that this is exactly why Nintendo is pissed, because they're getting so much more recognition than the fucking Pokemon did.
I can hold you.
Is that less? Like,
graphically.
Tell me that one Pokemon thing didn't look like Lucario.
Bro, yeah, you can use your things to attack. I'm gonna call them Pokemon. You can use your Pokemon to not only attack
but you also pull out your
AR and shoot with them. Get the fuck out of here.
That is crazy.
Oh, and you building a whole like crib.
They got everything.
You got Animal Crossing too?
Yeah.
Bro, $30?
This is a mashup of everything.
The multiverse of
$30. Get the fuck out of here,
hey,
bro.
Hey, look at that. You can bond with your Pokemon. That's cute.
And it's playable on Steam Deck.
They even got the badges just like Pokemon.
That's crazy.
Wait, you can create your own character?
And it's on sale, 10% off.
That's crazy.
Oh.
The character designs actually look better than Pokemon, actually.
Bro, this is the most we've gotten excited on this fucking podcast.
Yo, they ain't shit. You know damn well these are Pokemon.
For sure. There's no way they're not. About.
And it's multiplayer?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, yo.
I think it has like 3 million downloads
on Power World?
Wow.
Power World?
If I get money for it.
It's outplaying the Cyberpunk.
We got to tell Alex Power World.
Crazy. That's definitely
Lucario. You see it, right?
He looked better than Lucario.
He does. A little bit.
Oh, Power World's over.
Just a random Glock pops up in the feed.
Definitely, it's number one on the Steam charts, I think. It sold 3 million already. It's off rip. 3 million.
3 million and one.
Yeah. 3 million and one.
Don't forget the one.
Three million and one, guys.
And then people are online going crazy because they're saying, here's what they're saying online. They're saying, yeah, it's definitely more than a little Pokemon inspired. It's definitely more than a little inspired by it. But its gameplay apparently is like so unique that they're like, oh, this Pokemon should take some things from, like you just said, they say Pokemon should take some things from it, right?
Like I said, Nintendo, yeah. Instead of suing the motherfuckers, why don't you get like now, intel on them and then start, now, you know, having them help you make a better game?
That's what I'm saying. Though, like, and now obviously, this isn't on Switch, right? This is only Steam, right? So it's not on Switch, right? So clearly the graphics will probably be.
If it goes on Switch, then they really have a problem.
They really have a problem. But I think, is it on Xbox? Or is it cross?
It's PS5.
Coming to PS4 and PS5.
So it's not on consoles yet. But it's just on PC.
It's on PC.
Which is fine.
It's fine.
Where it should be.
Yeah, now everybody in this room has a PC, so yeah.
Now, obviously, you got the Nintendo fans, the fanboys on top of my, so this is just how long before it dies, and you know, being assholes and salty and everything.
Which is fine, because it's only $30. Yeah. Right now, $26. On Steam for sale.
You're giving promotion.
We're not promoting anything. We're not a sponsor or anything, but bro, they got something going on here.
No, but they really do.
Like, but before I seen this video and I forgot that, I kind of forgot about this game for a little bit, but now that I see that, I'm on the other side of the book.
And like, I guess
in the beginning, he's like, man, fuck that game. He's like, you know what? Maybe I do want to give it a shot.
The good thing is it shows what a Pokemon game could look like on stronger hardware.
What it should have been.
And like, not only that, it shows that the sales obviously show that, you know, there are audiences on other platforms for like a monster catching game and everything. You know, Pokemon doesn't have to have the monopoly on it. I mean, you don't got to settle for less.
And Nintendo is pissed.
They might be pissed. I wouldn't be surprised if a cease and desist or like a lawsuit comes. Because like, it's definitely that. Like, that's definitely Lucario.
It's definitely Lucario.
No shot thrown, but that's definitely
Lucario.
But he
looks better, though.
It does look better.
Like, low key, if you think about it, the Pokemon, they look.
AK-47.
Bro, I'm not even going to lie, though. They look better.
They do. Because Pokemon recently has gotten kind of lazy with its designs.
Like I was saying earlier with Pokemon Legends, like that flopped when that released, and that was like open world like this.
No, it flopped. It was success. It sold 20 million copies. The graphics looked.
This
bad.
Company seen an opportunity and they fucking took it, which they should.
Yeah.
So they're probably happy as shit right now.
No. They're getting all the publicity. Some Pokemon fans are not happy about Power. I don't see what the problem is. Because
listen, I play Pokemon all my life. Literally have from the beginning to now, I have the newest fucking Pokemon. And this, I don't care. I'm playing this shit.
I just don't see the problem.
The last two Pokemon games were not it.
Yeah, no, they were. They weren't. They were. But like... I thought competition would be good for like. Is the competition good for the industry?
That's what Digimon should have did.
Yeah, exactly. I think so. Are coming from Power World.
Is
with
Digimon
a
still even a thing?
I know it's like irrelevant at this point. Yeah, I know.
They made that stupid ass 2D Digimon thing and that shit flopped.
I think the last time I played a Digimon game, I think it had
lawsuit incoming. I mean, Powers are looking a lot like Pokemon's. Doesn't this mean Nintendo's going to sue them as soon as they release?
But they can't because it's not a direct comparison.
It's really not.
To it.
Like you can't sue somebody over the fact that like
his hair might look very close to the other Pokemon's
like
hair.
If Danny were to make a vampire movie and I make a vampire movie, it's vampires. The lore is going to seem similar. You know what I mean?
For defamation.
It's just gonna see it.
I'm suing you for defamation.
Defamation? Why?
Because you stole his idea.
But we don't have any proof that he stole the idea.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we do. I have his messages right here. No, just
it's kind of like where, because Mickey Mouse, the piracy version of Mickey Mouse, Steambook, I don't know if you guys hear about it, but
it's not piracy anymore, it's public domain.
Like anybody can use it versus like the original Mickey Mouse that they have now. Mm. Nobody can use that one. So I guess how copyright is. Like, as long as it's not resembling the exact character design, you can
resemble, but it can't be a copy of that thing.
But what do they consider a copy? Like
same colors,
think so.
Same
God, I think Nintendo
like the details. They're probably gonna find a way to fucking fight it.
I'm saying
because the main problem I think they pursued this is because they are not happy that this game is close to what they have and they're doing better than the actual Pokemon games.
It's not touching the Pokemon's 20 million high sales, but 3 million for one platform on a new IP, that's good. 3 million and one.
It's 3 million and one because I definitely got that shit.
Yeah, like, that's good. Like, that's really good.
Like, first, it's new.
Yeah.
Different. Uh-huh. It's basically different. Like, what else? What did you say? The graphics are better.
Definitely better.
It's going to be on multiple platforms. Mm-hmm. Nobody just wants it all to be on one platform. Yes, we get the whole, you know, first party. We get the whole first party stuff.
Exclusive and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but this is just going to, it's already blowing up.
It is. It is already blowing up.
Nintendo's pissed about it. So,
yeah. And I mean, controversy is just helping it boost the ratings.
I think people loving it doesn't
they don't own the genre.
So yeah,
they
exactly. Really, yeah.
I don't see how they can sue them.
So not only that, like, I don't get it. Like, instead of being pissed off at them, just try to do better. Like, you're a business. Go to the Pokemon company and say, hey, we fucked up. This exactly. game sucked. This game was better.
I think
let's do better than them.
One very big piece of information here,
which is
it's Nintendo.
Well, that's not. We didn't miss that. Well, we're just working around it.
I know, but that's the big. Like, I wouldn't even like. That's just the big pothole.
It is. But the thing was apparently
it's not even a pothole. It's like a crater.
No, that's it's a big
Nintendo
crater.
They're not going to do that.
Apparently, from what people say, and they're not apparently, it is true, Nintendo doesn't have control of, like, how they develop the Pokemon game.
The Pokemon company would be the one pursuing that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't think they have the funds to pursue that.
You're crazy. I think they do. But
you think they do?
No, but like...
But you think it's worth it, though?
I don't...
That's the bigger question, if it was worth it.
Because it's not going to bring their sales up. Like, if anything, it's just going to piss fans off.
Because you already got three million and one.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, guaranteed, like, you know, getting this game. And they're all hype about it just for you to sue them. And then all these fans that are getting hype about the game that aren't going to get it, it's going
to
cause an
Next thing you know, it fucking comes off of Steam and everybody has to, like, uninstall it.
But you wouldn't be able to do that, though.
But let's say hypothetical.
Hypothetically, okay.
Like, if that happens, all it's going to do is just make everybody resent Pokemon Company.
They will.
Because they just took something off that was better.
And what is on the internet, it stays on the internet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's on the internet. Your Pokemon.
It's kind of equivalent to PUBG when that came out, and then Fortnite took that same idea, and they just changed it a little bit.
Wait. I thought Fortnite was before PUBG.
Not PUBG.
No, PUBG was
before.
Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
PUBG's old, actually. PUBG's pretty old.
I didn't even know that.
But Nintendo...
But more people play Fortnite than PUBG.
Yes. even though I think PUBG is the better game, but...
Yeah, they laid down the foundation, just like how Pokemon laid down the foundation of them catching, and they took the idea of them with the ball and everything, but they changed it enough where they can't really
they can't really do anything about it because it's not like a spitting image, or the idea is not the same because we don't have the same brain.
Yeah.
So the story's different.
Exactly.
The mechanics are different.
Right.
Like, everything is different.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't played a Pokemon game in like at least a decade and a half. But, like, as far as I know, like, Pokemon's now, there's, like, a straight, like, 2D type platform, right?
No, it's
3D now.
Oh, it's 3D now?
Yeah.
You've been gone for a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why I wanted to ask first before I said what I was going to say, but now I'm not going to say it.
They still make 2D games, though, but...
They probably still make 2D games,
Because I was going to say, like, that would be the difference right there. It's, like, it's a third person, like, basically a shooter game that also has, like, aspects of like adventure, action, all that other crap too.
Now that I see it, it kind of fits with the shooting and the Pokemon at the same time.
No, surprisingly, that's ridiculous that fits.
Like, because imagine today, like in the real world, we have guns in this planet. And imagine just having the animals were the Pokemon.
You're not going to let the armor fat by yourself. You're going to pull that Glock out like,
Or harness like a machine gun on Pikachu or something.
Let me help you out, Punkachu.
Let me help you out, Punkachu.
Shoot the owner.
Dragon comes down. And helps you. Rayquaza comes down and fucking helps you. He's shooting your AR. I'm like, oh my god.
That's the funny part too, because Pokemon was originally more violent, and when you see like the manga version of Pokemon versus like the cartoon,
it was more violent.
But it's more sensory.
Don't get me wrong. I will forever love Pokemon. Pokemon is still dearly in my heart. I grew up with Pokemon, but fuck, you guys got to do better.
Yeah,
you got this. The fans know me. We don't usually say that you got to do better. But Pokemon, get it together.
They had to do better with Sword and Shield.
Bro, the last two games were trash. And my dumbass bought it because I gave it a chance. I gave you guys a chance. Spent $60 and then another $70 for these fucking games. Oh, and they were trash.
If you want to feel better about yourself, you can always give it to your son as a present. Like, here you go.
Can you touch my OLED?
Damn.
Bro, if I showed y'all his Switch, man, that shit is almost in pieces, dude.
Damn.
No, thank you. My $400 ain't going down the drain.
I wouldn't be surprised if the next Pokemon game they add like a water gun feature. Like, oh, guys, look, we got a water gun or like some kind of Splatoon crossover.
See how Pokemon goes from seeing this.
You know, let's be honest. Let's say they decide to go with like a water gun.
Me and you can play this fucking game, catch Pokemon and shoot world, motherfuckers. Pokemon,
what is a water gun going to do?
Yeah, true.
Think about that for a second.
Wait a minute. Pokemon,
Or like an element gun or something.
No, I'm talking about
like a super soaker?
That's where my brain went. It was like a super soaker type water gun.
And you come against
like a rock type. You're like, psh, and it just goes, psh.
Or they can like elemental guns or something like that. Or maybe they could do like a crossover with a Splatoon, Pokemon kind of thing. I could see them doing that too.
Don't give me any ideas.
Splatoon's going to sue them.
Splatoon can be the owners and then the Pokemon, have it.
It should be you as the player to know not to use a fucking water gun on a rock type.
Exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't work actually. No, it does work.
It like on a Charizard or something.
I just want to establish that I know that. I was just saying that just for the sake of
we get it.
Just in case. Just in case that somebody has some doubts about it.
Just in case somebody crushes up in the comments. What are you talking about?
Like, sir, you know better than that. Like, I do know better than that, actually. I was just saying that just for the sake of that joke.
All right, we get it. Power World, thumbs up for me. I'm going to be playing you later.
Interested.
All right, so we're going to take a look at the Xbox Direct, and we're going to, walk through it and see what games are...
We already know Danny don't like Xbox, so...
I don't... It's not that I... All right.
We already know.
Let me clarify, because you keep getting it mixed up. I had an Xbox, and I don't hate Xbox. I just don't own one or care for it.
Yeah, you got a 1S. That's old, man.
I don't have a 1S. My girl has a 1S.
Oh, they're not even yours.
I got a PS5 because I don't touch that shit. I got a Steam Deck. I play my games on PC. I play my PC games and then my PS5 games. There's my next generation.
He's like, don't get it twisted. I am a man of culture.
I am a culture.
Listen, my gaming industry is spread across the board. But I just don't own one of the systems.
I agree with that.
Like the reviews.
My gaming history is all over the place. I've had everything from Nintendo's.
I'm okay with all the systems.
Xboxes. It's just like all of that.
If I already have two of the most dominant systems, I don't need an extra one. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
I don't need to spend another $400 on an Xbox that doesn't have a fucking exclusives until now.
Uh-huh.
And then at that, Indiana Jones is one of them. Like,
oh, come on, man. Hold up. This is the Indiana Jones.
Yeah,
one.
No.
You have any idea?
Listen, I'm going to speak for myself, and I don't give a fuck about Indiana Jones.
Come on, man.
Some people might hate me for that one.
I'm surprised this is coming to Xbox.
I don't even know what it is.
It's a Trials of Mana.
Avowed. I want to play this one.
Yeah, that actually was interesting.
What is it? I haven't seen this.
It's a first-person Skyrim type feel.
Oh, sure.
Yo, I actually do want to play this. I saw it on the Direct. I actually do want to play this.
Ooh, I don't like that. Yeah, wands. I know, but I'm talking about like in first person. It just looks weird.
Okay, I got you. The fuck's wrong with that bear?
I could be wrong. I'm just going off of what I'm seeing now, but I might end up liking it. But this game, like in general, looks dope.
It does. It does.
So I definitely, and it looks so fucking clean, bro.
It does. It does.
And you get pistols.
hold on. That is a crazy combination of sword and a pistol. That's crazy.
Actually, that's pretty dope. I like that. Hogwarts with Skyrim with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
From my understanding, this is not a new IP, right?
Yeah, this is a new IP.
Okay.
When is this coming out?
I don't know. I don't think they announced a reveal date. I don't know.
Because I know before, I know, I think it was last year, they announced it.
Yeah.
They didn't show too much.
Nah.
But I was kind of excited for it. Yeah, let's clean the shit.
I don't know if you guys noticed that, but like his wands were barely doing any sort of damage.
It's because he's probably his beginning. He's just testing.
I hope that's the case. If that's the case, that's understandable. But if that's not the case,
it's an RPG, terrible. So I'm sure you could upgrade it and you know, customize it.
I know the world looks sick.
Bro, you can't tell me that sword is not.
I like those first person games. I like the dodging. I like dodging systems.
Bro, that sword is definitely Excalibur. Huh?
The fall. This year?
Okay, all right. And this is an Xbox/PC exclusive. Yeah, okay.
I'm good.
We're Enix.
I'll make it work on the Steam Deck.
They are getting this.
They've been picking up a lot more Japanese IP.
I'm getting this on the PC, but...
What is this?
This is Trials or Secret of Mana, one of those.
I think they just said it.
It's definitely the Mana series.
Visions of Mana.
Oh, it's the Mana series.
I kind of fuck with this. I like Mana.
Name another Mana game because I don't think I've heard of Mana before.
It's the first one.
The Secrets of Mana. Yeah. Trials of Mana.
Trials of Mana is what I've seen.
Yeah, and I think there's a third one too.
That's the dude with the big hair thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I won't lie, the play style and the little monsters kind of just reminds me of Genshin Impact.
It kind of does. The graphics are way off of Genshin Impact.
Yeah. Is it kind of like Dragon Quest?
Yeah, that kind of reminds me a little bit of it.
But I always liked Mana back in the day, because on the Super Nintendo, it was the first JRPG that I know of that I played.
That's pretty cool.
Two players.
That was tough.
That's pretty dope.
That is pretty dope. I'm surprised it's come to Xbox, because Xbox, they don't get a lot of Japanese games.
Yeah, they've been picking a lot lately.
That's honestly how you do it. And if it does, you know, if it don't sell too well, put it on Game Pass, you know, maybe that.
You know, they're going to do that anyway.
They will. It looks tough, though. I like it. Yeah,
it doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah.
JRPG.
That's interesting. I love that.
It's a nice combo there.
Yeah. Because the Mana series has always been good.
Oh, that was dope.
Streak
attacks. Large bosses is like a trend.
Yeah, that's what's been happening lately.
Make them as big as possible, you can't move.
Yeah, they've been bringing that back ever since From Software.
Yeah, since Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Actually, the player models actually look pretty good, too.
They do. That's tough.
You get specials and shit.
Oh, I like that.
A lot of juggling.
Here comes the Magnum Opus
that they keep promoting every
year. They was calling this a movie game on Twitter.
Oh, man.
That does look sick.
This is like my most anticipated from them, though.
Really?
Hellblade. I've been keeping an eye on it.
I see. So you're not a man of culture.
You don't like Hellblade?
Nah, I'm playing around. I'm joking.
Bro, I was about to say something. Did they show gameplay?
This is gameplay right here.
No way.
This is fucking gameplay, bro.
I'll be surprised this is gameplay.
Yeah, this looks like gameplay. Yeah.
It's probably clearer than this because this TV is a little fuzzy.
That's gameplay?
This is gameplay, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, it ain't gonna look quite like that when it releases. I guarantee you.
It's a lot of mocap, like you said.
I think it would look close to this.
Close? You sure?
Bro, it's serious.
Spider-Man 2 didn't look anywhere close to it.
Are you nuts?
It didn't. Let's be real. It did.
It's because wherever you've seen it was fucked up.
Yo, but dude, are you serious?
Bro, I have my language for a second. Guys, this guy's hurting my soul.
No, but I heard they used like a lot of ray tracing in this, even like the technology. It's like this new technology where they can capture like your face or features, and like they embedded it into this game.
That looks like game. The last part looks like gameplay. It does like gameplay, but we all know you can. Like the Watch Dogs. Remember Watch Dogs? It didn't look as good.
I don't care for these kind of.
Well, hold on. What is this? Civ 4?
It said Aura.
Oh, what? You don't care about this city building?
I don't like building.
I like this.
SimCity and shit.
This reminds me of not only SimCity, but ActRaiser too. I like stuff like this. Huh. You don't like this?
These are like app games though.
I don't think.
Bro, I got diagnosed ADHD. I need more feedback from this.
I need to be able to sit there and actually actively control my character.
There's no way you got diagnosed ADHD playing Zelda.
I had active control of my character.
Daniel, real quick. On that aspect, right? You saw how there was like a whole big ass like battlefield right there, right? Mm. Have you ever played For Honor?
Yes.
That type of gameplay, in my opinion, was so much better than that.
Oh yeah.
Because like there is still big battles in For Honor, but you're in the fight.
When For Honor first came out, I was like really big on it, and I was like fucking people up.
Oh yeah, I was For Honor was killing great. People.
I like that this. Game. I like that
because you like King of the Hill, bro.
that got nothing to do with it.
Maybe it's not to do with it, but
I don't know. It just comes over like an ad game to me when they see you like these top over kind of,
and then they charge you $60 for this shit.
Like Castle Crashers.
That's really cool.
You that's what you get on your phone for free.
You never played ActRaiser back in the day.
Play what?
ActRaiser.
I don't even know what the fuck
exactly.
that is.
You never played SimCity.
I played SimCity.
And that was fun, right?
No. I uninstalled it. I thought it was going to be more interactive, and I was like, nah, taking up space.
He played SimCity. He's like, what the fuck is this?
Not to say it was.
Now, this is the big game, reveal. Right?
No, thank
it's
you.
The big reveal.
Not for interested. You, it's the big reveal.
No, thank you. Not interested. It looks all right. But look good. The graphics are nice, but the game.
This ain't 360. Y'all lied to us too on Twitter. This ain't 360 graphics. 360. Oh, man. That looks good, though. Yeah, right? It looks good, man. I will say.
It reminds me of Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. I will say, people were talking about, oh, why is the first person that ruins it for me? My thing about that is, what would Indiana Jones do in third person? He don't got combinations or combos or stuff like that.
It could be like Uncharted, like in the way of...
but then there'll be more like Uncharted.
Yeah, there'll be more
that's like Uncharted. That's why they probably went the first person.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't hate first person. I really like first person in most games.
I just feel like it depends on the type of playstyle that you're going to use.
It's like a mixed third first person thing going on here.
Gotcha.
Damn. It's fucking that guy up.
And he didn't even knock him out. Notice he was still standing.
All that tells me is that Indiana Jones can't punch for
shit. Yeah, all I told you that he's weak as shit.
So I'm now wondering, is this based
that's
on some movies?
Good face capture though. That looks just like Harrison Ford. Hmm.
I wonder if it's going to be based off the movies, like the story wise. So. You know?
Oh, maybe I'd be okay with an original story.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know what I wonder?
What?
Why the fuck they make this game?
Because. That's in now, though, man.
Indiana Jones is in.
No, not Indiana Jones per se, but you know that to making actual games based off of like already IPs, existing IPs is in now, though. That looks good.
It didn't look too bad.
Was that the whole direct?
I mean, it was
40, God, I didn't waste my fucking time.
It was
45
minutes. Hold up. It was 45 minutes long.
Oh, thank God I didn't waste my 45 minutes of my life. Holy shit.
You had 45 minutes to spare.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't.
That 45 minutes could be spent
somewhere else. Anywhere else.
I think right. the full developer discussion was like the developers talking about the games indirectly.
Yeah, I really didn't care what they had to say about
the
game.
So, what are we giving that out of 10?
Like a 4.
That's crazy. Three. There's no way you just saying you just said you
and the 4 is only giving me Avowed and the other game I said wanted to
so
play.
A 3 Power for you. World. Did you just say 3?
Sorry, Power World's not even in there. Sorry. I'm
why?
Mixing them up.
I definitely did.
But I understand you wasn't impressed by anything. You wasn't even you didn't really care about any of that nope. stuff.
You want us to give it such a high rating
because
the
only
Xbox.
Thing that we've seen so far that actually interested me was Power World. Everything
Power
that,
wasn't in the direct. In.
I know, but that's why I said so far. Like, in general, that was the only thing that interests me. Everything in here, no.
Avowed didn't interest you?
Yes, actually, it did. I take it back. You're right.
For me, Avowed was probably, like, the best thing that was shown on there.
Yeah, I'd say Avowed
it was
seemed pretty interesting.
It was.
Yeah.
That and Viz Zamana, because I'm a huge RPG person.
Yeah, Viz Zamana and Hell's Blade for me.
Hell's definitely. Blade, obviously, but that doesn't even count, because we've been watching Hell's Blade forever.
Watching it forever.
I give it like a 6 out of 10.
Yo, how about you, Nick? What you get?
May 21st, baby. Let's go.
6, okay.
He gives it a 6 for those.
And I'm not an Xbox fan. I'm only PlayStation.
Regardless of what Danny says, I am not an Xbox fan.
You sure licking his crotch like you are, Ron?
I sold my Series S. I don't have an Xbox. Mm-hmm. PC first over here. Yeah. But I'm just saying, that's pretty good. If they keep those all exclusive to, obviously, Xbox and PC, you know, I think that's pretty good. I think that's pretty hard.
I would say, though, I wish they went a little harder because they didn't show much last year when they showcases.
They didn't. And I feel like due to the news going around about them going third party and going the way of Sega and all that stuff, you kind of got to go just a bit harder.
Yeah.
But obviously, Microsoft isn't concerned with being a console manufacturer. Like you said before, they just want Game Pass in as many homes as possible.
Use them as their advantage with third parties.
Game Pass is probably the best thing that they have.
It is. Like, it's a pretty good thing. I mean, I would never buy it. I would never pay for it, but...
I don't have Game Pass because I don't have Xbox.
But then again, I feel like they're saving the rest of their for sprinkle out throughout the year, like the spring and the summer.
Do they have anything to sprinkle out through the day?
Who knows? I don't know. That'd be smart to do, like, the sprinkle more exclusives throughout the year.
That would be smart. Yeah. That would.
Keep the hype going.
I mean, Xbox hasn't had... the best brain cells lately.
They might get
the best brain cells.
Because once the Switch 2 comes out, it's going to get overshadowed and all this other shit.
That's the crazy part. It will. Yeah. You know, the next Xbox, I still believe that they're not doing a pro version. I still believe that they're not doing that.
No, PlayStation's doing that.
I don't think PlayStation's doing it either.
No, they are. They already said they're doing the pro version.
It's in the works.
I doubt it. I still...
Watch, I said it to the first day it came out.
Aaron's the type of person to get caught, and then they show him a video of him getting caught. He's like, nah, that's not me at all.
That video was
I called
there.
The Slim, and now I'm going to call the Pro. I said it in
you
the beginning.
Did, you did call obvious. The Pro.
No. The Slim was obvious. Of course that big-ass bulky thing going to get Slim.
But think about it. They always do it. For the PS3, they did it. They did the Slim first, and then the Pro.
But there was no Pro for it. There was no Pro for PS3.
You sure?
There wasn't.
For the PS3, there was no Pro. No, they did the Pro at 4.
Yeah. They did for 4 so they just make because another the PS4 slim. Was extremely
it's because,
weak at
It's
launch.
Because on oh, 3, yeah. they didn't have the right technology to make a Pro, so they just moved on to 4.
You know, that too, that as well, but like, PS4 was like really weak at launch. Like really
yeah,
was.
It
like,
was terrible. Back, it was the jet engine.
Yeah, it was weak at first, which is why they had to make a Pro.
They had to, because...
They don't necessarily need to make a Pro for the PS5.
No, they really don't. Like, I feel like it's... For the Series X and the PS5, it's about what we're getting what we expected, right? I think so.
But like for the PS5, why do you need to make a Pro? We already got best graphics right now. Like, do we need ray tracing, like, exclusively for the PS5?
They're going to add the AI technology to it.
Yeah. I don't want that shit.
I give it a 6 out of 10 as well.
It's okay.
I think it's a good start to the year. It's a good start to the year for Xbox.
Not too bad.
Bring more next time because people are saying you need to
bring a lot more.
Yeah. So you know,
if that's what you guys have, it was kind right of, now.
But that's ridiculous. All right, whatever.
It was a cop out that they showed Blade, Hell's Blade like 3 times at each showcase.
Bro, this is probably like the 20th fucking trailer that we see for Hell's Blade.
Like, yeah, seriously.
So that's why I wasn't too like. We expected it to be there.
Like, where's Gears of War at? Like,
is that thing? I think it's done.
No, I think story wise is done, but it'll be back.
Hmm. Probably in a show or something.
Maybe
they'll probably make it a show eventually. But
live action.
Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know what's going on with that. All right, so let's do. There's a question.
Oh, Gears of War 6.
Gears of War 6.
Oh,
2026.
Speculation suggests.
Speculation. It's speculating.
That's like me saying I'm going to get $1 million tomorrow.
Oh, he's still out there.
I'm
that
speculating that I'm going to get $1 million tomorrow.
I speculate that. He is old as shit. He's still lugging around that big ass gun.
Getting up there with Kratos.
Like. Yeah, real shit.
You know what's funny about Kratos looking older?
But he's not even a god. Kratos is.
Yeah, but the thing about Kratos appearing older is that from what I heard that with those gods, the older they get, the stronger they become.
Not him.
Oh, yeah.
Zeus.
Not him.
Like, in what is it? I think God of War 4, we watched Kratos casually flip a city in the game.
But now he can't. He can barely lift the tree in the new one.
He can, but he does it.
I guess it's just the dad noises he makes.
it's the same principle with him lifting the chest to get like remember the older God of War games where he'd be like, and then like popped it open.
Yeah.
But then like the next scene he's lifting like a door that weighs like several tons.
I get it. Do you guys think that PlayStation's having a first-party problem?
Yes.
Why?
Well, okay. What do we got for this year? I mean, ask you that. What do we got for this year?
For this year?
Yeah.
I got to look at the list.
My
brain is... I cannot bring the top of my head of a game.
I know they got Stellar Blade. They just brought that.
Okay. That's Stellar Blade.
They got that dumbass...
Take your time.
Death Stranding shit.
Death Stranding 2.
Exactly. That's why I saw that dumbass.
Yeah, so like, we do have a first party problem. Yeah.
But X-Pet's got OD. I mean, he's working on both of those simultaneously.
No, fuck both his projects. I'm sorry.
I'm not a Kojima fan, guys.
I was trying to play Metal Gear Solid, the remake, last night.
Yeah, but Kojima's working both sides.
Yeah.
He's doing his own thing.
So they have OD. No, not OD. They have Death Stranding 2. What else for this year?
There's other stuff. Spider-Man 3 is probably going to come out sometime.
Not this year. What about for this year?
Probably already being worked on. You don't even know. Next thing you know, they pull out a direct and be like, yeah, come in winter 2024.
Wait, isn't Wolverine?
Wolverine.
Is that third party?
I
thought it was 24.
Actually, is it 24?
I think it is 24.
I don't think Wolverine.
Wait, what about the summer?
Bro, we still got a whole fucking year. We're still in the first month.
Oh, that's all platforms.
Oh, it's all platforms?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
I forget the name of it.
Wukong.
That's all platforms.
Yeah.
No, so allegedly we have, we're speculating Wolverine.
Bro, I'm going to tell you right now, whether it's announced or not, PlayStation will always have more exclusives than Xbox.
All right, but that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is...
No, I'm talking about from like today now. Like
today now.
We only seen like maybe three exclusives on there.
What have Sony sold you this year?
We don't know yet. The year just started.
They're about to show a showcase. They're about to come up.
Oh, that secret showcase is about to come.
Watch. You're going to be salty and we're going to come at you with next episode. Watch.
Secret showcase.
You know they're going to show like three showcases and then...
Those showcases are horrible though. For the most part, they're horrible.
Yeah, showcases suck, but they still tell you what games they're coming out.
They still got exclusives though.
But like...
More
What are you excited for PlayStation this year?
I don't even know, dude. Exactly. I've been playing older games right now.
Older games? How old?
No, not old. Slow down.
The nostalgia critic right here.
I'm just saying. Like, you know, I like nostalgia. I play old games.
Retro old. I'm saying like last year old. I'm talking about like I'm playing Dead Island 2 and I'm playing Jedi Survivor and I'm playing.
You told me this.
Yeah, exactly. Last of Us Part 2 remastered.
Almost had your ass.
Yeah. You ain't never gonna get me.
I mean, personally, if I was interested in buying a PlayStation, which I am not,
Your ass gonna buy a PlayStation one day.
I doubt it, man.
Sell it 2 weeks later.
And then resell it. You gonna play for one game and then sell it.
I haven't seen anything
yet. No, you gotta give it to Don.
This time I'll give it to you. I forgot.
No, once the pro go, I'm gonna just get the pro.
Oh, damn.
He's like, I don't need your PlayStation.
2026, watch. He's still not gonna get it. They're gonna be like PS6.
It's gonna be there. Mark my words again. It's gonna be here. Watch.
Now, when did that God of War DLC came out? Came out last year or this year?
This year.
That's good.
A few months ago.
I was expecting something more. You know what I mean? Like, that to get me, like, right now.
Not 3 months ago. A few weeks ago. Sorry.
Right now, I don't even, for me as a new potential buyer, I don't need a PlayStation. Now, Don's going to say he probably wants one now because Stellar Blade was shown and, you know.
Still stuck on PS4 now, right?
Oh, yeah. Still currently on PS4.
Either way, you got to upgrade eventually because they're not going to make any more PS4 games.
Yeah.
Eventually, you have to upgrade. But, like, would you consider buying a PS5 this year?
Like I said, I'm probably going to wait for the pro maybe, but...
You might fall into a situation where you might have to because then they'll stop making games
that
for
is
PS4.
True.
Oh, yeah, of course. That comes with every system, but... If I really see the gameplay for Black Wulong and Stellblade, because those are like most anticipated for this year.
Bro, Black Myth is
Black Myth.
Amazing.
Yeah, that is... Those two are definitely my most anticipated. I might just budget and just get the current PS5.
You should give this John to
Dante. That's the thing. Like, that people are making videos about it. They really don't have nothing coming this year. Like,
Nick's like, nah.
That's for the part.
Like, that's the thing. Like, people are making videos about it. They really don't have, and granted, Xbox, so don't trust what he says too much. But they really don't got too much coming out this year. Like, you got Stellar Blade, but Stellar Blade has like a very small audience. I mean, I mean,
watch,
me and you are buying it.
We're going to be hit with a surprise, and then y'all going to be like, they do have one, I guess.
They haven't shown it. Remember, Evo is not a thing anymore. That's that Evo. Remember, what's it called? I forgot it already. E3.
Take
it to E3.
Yes.
E3 is not a thing anymore.
But that's why they do their own directs now.
Yeah, but like, I mean... Don't you announce the prior year what's coming this year?
Not all the time.
Not all the time.
Some people like to surprise people.
Today is the biggest excuse.
They have been surprised. Like all systems have been surprising people lately. Did you know they were making a fucking Indiana Jones game until now?
No, I mean, I heard rumors.
Oh, Nick told me, like, off camera that in the new Last of Us 2 is like an Easter egg of like Killzone.
Yeah, yep.
Elliot's like a shirt.
I mean, that'll be that's coming.
I mean, you know what PlayStation does, though, like with all their exclusives they put in.
I think
that
would be sick if they come out with a new Killzone. Killzone was the shit.
It was.
I haven't played that game forever.
Bro,
but
Killzone was good.
Shadowfall was good. Wasn't yeah, Killzone,
it was all right. Yeah. Damn.
Damn.
Nostalgia coming.
I kind of miss Killzone now.
Bro, guess what? You're not getting Killzone because you're going to get Last of Us Part 2 remastered.
I already got it. I already have.
Have you guys ever seen the, have you guys ever played the game Army of Two?
Yes.
Yep. You know, if they make another one, if they ever make another one.
Oh my God, that's another good game. Army of Two?
Yeah.
So I feel like Sony, they have a lot of really good first party games, but they just don't utilize them. Now, all we're getting.
They're kind of cocky.
I mean,
they know what they have, and then they don't. They're like, we're just gonna keep this over here for a little bit, and then they can
afford to be cocky because let's be honest. I mean, they managed to sell 55 million consoles just off the fact. And to me, the PS5's nine of his.
I could be wrong. I don't have an Xbox, but PlayStation this generation has way better graphics than Xbox.
They don't. I mean,
you don't think so?
This isn't good looking.
For those who are listening, please comment because I would like to know who has a better graphic.
I mean, just the systems are the same. They're just as powerful as each other. The Xbox probably has more RAM, I think. But other than that, they're the same power-wise. What you're seeing is probably developers, and I know this is going to sound like conspiracy theory time, so put your hats on, you know.
Tinfoil.
With the tinfoil hats on.
You know what? You know what I think it is? I think it's because PlayStation last year they had more exclusives, so they were able to utilize the power of their system. That's why the graphics look better.
Yes, because like,
and then Xbox is third partying in it with everything
for the most part. And that's not to say third parties don't look good on Xbox.
I'm pretty
but
sure
Halo 4 looks amazing.
I'm not saying Xbox doesn't have both consoles have great graphics. So what's that really doesn't tell me though.
It's up to that. But that's it kind of does though, because like they're equal. They like for the most part they are equal in like everything. They're equal for the most part. Like, Xbox may have a slight advantage. That's about it.
How they have a slight because RAM?
Something either the RAM or the teraflops. Something just.
But I thought like the PlayStation.
Yeah, there you go. Xbox Series X has a slight upper hand with its GPU having 12 teraflops of power across 52 CUs.
Okay.
So, but that. Will we ever see that?
Yeah, but we haven't really seen any of that. They didn't utilize that because the lack of first party games.
Yeah, obviously Redfall isn't going to show us that. Obviously,
Again, that's why they should put more exclusives out for them. It's like, why waste that eulogy of the power when you can't even use it with these third party games?
Well, the thing is, though, a lot of these games, like the studios that Xbox bought, a lot of them games probably were in development for PlayStation. So you know they probably gotta.
Right,
take their time to move it over and all that other stuff. But I'm just saying like Danny clearly doesn't think they have a first party problem this year. I think they do.
I don't claim that they have a first party problem.
I got no fan in this game.
So like, I mean, would you consider buying a PS5 this year? Based off what you know last year and this year as well.
I think he's going to stick with PC.
Yeah, for the most part, I think I'm probably just going to stay with PC. The thought of getting a PlayStation 5 has popped into my head a couple times. Mm-hmm. Just because of, like...
Certain first-party games?
Yeah, just because of, like, certain games. But outside of that, not really. I don't really have an urge to get a system. It's mainly just been PC for me.
He also can get the Game Pass at any time.
That's true.
And if he wants to play an Xbox-exclusive game...
Yeah, you'll get it regardless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be on PC or Game Pass, he has both. As far as
that goes, I think the only thing that I could probably see myself like definitely getting is like building a desktop. Because as of right now, as you guys know, I still just have my gaming laptop.
Right.
But after, like, I've had mine since 2020, so it's like it's getting to a point where it's going to start.
You still got some time with it, though.
Yeah, right. But I feel like it's after.
You said 2020.
Yeah, so yeah, it's getting to that
like
point.
5 or 6 years, almost. almost 5 years.
We're in 2024, dude.
I said almost 5 years.
But we
just got
into 2024.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
We're not even halfway through yet. And you're like, yeah, it's almost five. Like, it's barely four.
Isn't it almost five?
It's barely four. I got it hit in May of like...
So then why do you got to change it soon?
Because. Why not?
Because.
Why not get something that can perform a whole lot better than what I have?
Burn back,
he
bitch.
He doesn't need the speed and power, but he wants it.
Exactly. Why wouldn't I?
Then say that.
He wants it.
Did I not?
No.
I did. You didn't let me.
You made it the longest way to say it.
Because I needed you to like sit there and be like, what is he? I wanted you to want the answer.
I don't, but okay.
No, you did. You did.
I don't.
You did. You were fishing for it.
Nah.
I don't. I just don't want to see, like, I'm glad you like it. Last of Us Part 2, I'm glad you like it.
Yeah, we're waiting for it.
But that would be such a kick in the balls to me as a PlayStation owner that I didn't even get factions.
Yeah, what I'm saying.
But they gave us Last of Us.
Do me a favor, audience.
Last of Us, the remake,
audience,
remake,
please,
remaster.
Comment and let us know if you guys if you guys did or did not like the remaster, and tell us why you liked it or why you didn't like it, because we love to know, because this guy has a problem with Last of Us.
I'm just saying, like you said, and I get it, man. You're not a liar. You're very trustworthy. But I just...
Great way to start the sentence.
But I just don't get like, oh, I saw pixels of the shadows. What?
Bro, you ever played a game that you've seen that the shadows of the trees and shit is all pixelated?
I get that.
Right?
No. That does exist.
Right? But it looks like a fucking...
You saw that. There's no way you like...
Bro, somebody just, like somebody
if I played the game 10 times, I'm going to notice shit like that.
They're not, though.
He refuses.
100%. The game looks way better.
What kind of TV you got at home?
4K TV.
4K, right? Yes. You play on that, right?
Yes.
You play on that, right? Okay.
He does. I can vouch for that.
Yeah. I believe he.
And games look good on that TV, do they not?
They do. I imagine they look amazing. I bet they look amazing.
Goes up to 120 hertz. Bitch.
Not better than my PC, but you know.
All right, 2080. Calm down.
I'm just saying.
Like, remember, the PS5 has a 3080 in it, bitch.
It can go up to a 3080, but it reasonably is within 2070 to 3080.
And I would say, like, I play Last of Us 2 on my PS4, and it pushes it to the max.
It does.
Yeah, so it's like. Clearly, I could see.
But did you see any sparkles or the shadows or whatever Danny's talking about?
Oh, I didn't play the PS5 version yet, so I don't know.
About the PS4 version?
Oh.
Some of the shadows are pixelated a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, a little.
All right.
Yeah, but it's not like as noticeable as like a
because you're playing
game.
Through the thing.
Yeah.
But all I was saying, because I was just making giving you a reason of why it's good to make the upgrade jump. To make it look better if you're going to utilize the system of what you have.
No, man. Listen, man. You work hard for your money. You work, you know, you do what you want with your money. And $10, that's
$10 is not bad,
that,
bro.
You big baller, we know. I'm just saying that. No, I'm just saying.
My kid's not eating tonight, but you know. I'm kidding, guys.
No, but I'm just saying, like... That's all. When did that come out? When did that come out?
The remaster?
When did that come out?
Like Friday?
Really?
Yes.
Come out Friday.
Just Friday.
Right. And I'm not, I lie to you not. And I'm just not me being a hater.
You got hater tattooed all over you.
I do. It's all over me.
You
but
are
listen.
Oozing hater vibes.
I was on Twitter.
I can feel it.
Brother. It's oozing off me. I know. I was on Twitter and that day was comparing two screenshots. That shit did not look no different.
Okay, first, you fucked up.
Why I fucked up?
Fucked up because you're watching it through a video, not in person comparison.
Uh-oh.
Of course, it's gonna look the same.
No, you underestimate how good Twitter X, where the fucking one car looks.
Okay. So watching a video through your screen, then the actual thing on a TV is the same.
I'm just saying,
what
like, do not you?
I would say that.
Wow!
It's definitely not going to look different on this TV,
You can see one grain of hair on a horse's ass to another one.
Oh, but you noticed.
Hey,
I wouldn't say that's worth it, but
look at that. Look at that.
I would say like the bonus content is like kind of worth the $10.
Like, look at the lighting, bro. It's more realistic, dude.
Checkmate.
The lighting is way more realistic,
dude. Look
bro.
At that. Look at that washed
not
out
even.
Shit.
Not
bro,
even.
That's
you're crazy.
Washed out.
You're
what are you talking about?
You're crazy.
Look
you're
at
crazy.
This. What are you
you're
watching
crazy.
Right now?
Crazy.
You're
just an Instagram filter.
Bro, no shot.
Bro, you can literally see it. Where it's washed out on the left.
But the same wrinkles, same blood.
Look at
the actually looks worse, actually low key for some odd reason, but
Does this TV even go up to 60 hertz? That's probably why you're not seeing the 60 hertz.
I would also just
It's just trying really hard to show you 60.
Yeah, I think you're just blind. I think that's what it is.
I'm not.
Bro, I think
it's more cinematic too. Look at that shit.
But to be fair though, like in the original one, you can just change the filter of the screen.
Let's see this new content. Ah, yes. She could be to play as Ellie in a spacesuit.
I don't give a fuck about that.
I always wanted that.
Dad, I don't give a fuck.
I always wanted that.
I don't care about playing the guitar either. I
can play the guitar as well.
You can already play that in the original one.
Not the survival
shit. No, I do like that. I kind of do fuck with that. Because actual gameplay shit for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What? You can play as all the characters.
All the characters in the that one.
Did they add new cutscenes or like new storylines?
Bro, look at the red. It was like orange on the original and then red. Go back. It's like right in here. It's like right in here. Watch. Look at that. You're telling me that's not orange. Go back.
Bro, but who cares?
Look at the fucking color.
At that part,
it's more realistic is the point. That was the point of the remaster.
How is that more realistic?
Because if the light is red, why is it orange?
Hold on. At this point in time, I'm genuinely starting to believe that you just argue for the sake of arguing.
Oh, lost levels. Okay.
You get levels that you never played before.
At least that's worth it. Rather than like,
but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You get full little sections throughout the game that you never played before.
No shot.
Of course, $10. I would have been pissed if they tried to charge me another $60 or $70. I would not have bought it. 100%.
Take the head off.
I wouldn't have bought it if I already have it.
I got you. I think the reason why I feel like I can believe why he said he wouldn't buy it is because in one of the previous episodes he stated that he never buys games full prices. He'll always wait until a sale, so if he's like I'm not gonna buy it, he did buy two remasters last year, which were what, remind me,
Tears
of the Kingdom and Spider-Man.
those are remasters
he paid full price for them.
There's a special place in hell for you.
those are extensions, I mean, is this what you want?
You remember Little Nicky when the devil was putting the pineapple over
that? I was watching that shit like yesterday.
I mean, hey, twice fucked up.
I was really watching that movie yesterday.
But you get the Christmas special with Ellie.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh.
Bro, is more of a story for you.
I know
you.
I'm playing around.
More of a story for you.
If this is what you want from your PS5 and your years, I guess.
$10. Not full price. $10. I already own the game. $10 is not bad. Come on now.
How much you pay for the original?
I paid full price for the original.
60, right?
Yeah, because that's when it first came. I pre-ordered that game.
So they got that $70 out of you, though.
Why they only charged me $70. I mean, $10.
No, but if you want to be honest, realistically, you paid $70.
That money back and some. Nice try, bitch.
I mean, I just don't see you. Right. Is this what you want out of your first year of, you know?
First of all, you don't even have a PS5.
Hey, it's coming to PC.
Man,
oh, that it looks the same though.
Yeah,
that, you know, that one was, it was kind of hard to tell the difference. That specific,
it's hard to tell the difference here too. I mean,
again, you guys are looking at it through a 1080 TV.
No, Nick, go back.
That looks the same. Look at that. That looks the same.
You heck me.
No, that's different.
You don't see how much more crisp and clear this one is?
No, that's what I'm saying. I see that this time. But there was just like, there was the one comparison where it did look similar. That's what I was trying to have Nick go back to. But aside from that, everything else did look, you know, different.
And you got to give it to Naughty Dog, bro. The fact that they still have it that good on PS4.
I think it was a little bit after this one.
Yeah.
We ain't got factions, so I don't got to give them anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of mad at that. They dumped
factions for this.
Yeah, they dumped all this.
They're making a third one, so relax.
But they promised us factions. I'm like,
I really don't care about the multiplayer. I like the story of the original.
Wait, keep it right there.
But when you got to,
I'd rather to have factions than this, because they would
keep it.
That's the problem.
Go back
you
to where
got
the eyes
to
were.
Do something like that. That's the problem,
bro. It's so
you're
much more clear.
You're not going to see Ellie's eyes during gameplay.
Nobody's gonna pay attention to that shit.
Wait, hold on. Right or wrong?
Do you see a difference?
Is there a difference?
Oh, wow. I'm going to look directly at Ellie's eyes to wonder.
No, I'm not just talking about just
it's,
the eyes.
It's,
no,
well, it's because he's saying that it's exactly the same.
No, but it really is. Like, I'm not saying only look at the eyes. I mean, look at the entire picture. Like, all of it.
Oh, no.
Does it look...
Yeah, okay, so they turned the brightness up.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. Good job.
I'm going to cut you. I'm gonna
Jay, we know Aaron. Is you ain't winning.
Wait, hold on. No, I got you. Perfect. Walk your ass home.
I mean, if this what you want in your first year of PlayStation,
bro, it's so it's just me. It's just overall.
I guess they don't got no first party.
It's sharper. It's a sharper version.
A lot of people are rumoring that Ghost of Tsushima 2 is going to be announced this year as well.
I mean, if that comes, I hope it does. Because what y'all gonna be playing? what Danny gonna be playing?
I'm gonna be playing Warframe.
Wow.
Again, they haven't put out their showcases yet, so...
They haven't, you're right. Yeah. What Nick gonna be playing?
Nick is playing his school and work.
All right. Okay. Fair enough. School work does have a better frame rate than resolution.
School work has better resolution.
It does.
2020 vision, bitch.
Yeah, I mean... That's all I got for this one.
A lot of people wanting... Bloodborne as well too, like the remaster that.
No,
I don't think they should do that though. I think they should just make a second one if they're going to do that.
I don't think PlayStation's going to have a first party problem.
I think they will.
We got to just give them time.
They're holding back.
They're holding back. They're cooking some shit.
Yeah,
it's Sony, so we should know that.
All right.
So what's the generation's biggest leap? Biggest leap in gaming?
Oh yeah, I brought that up because. Because in my opinion, sorry guys, I may hate you again.
as per usual.
Every time you open your mouth.
Yep, as per usual.
Which is great.
Because in my opinion, you know, I mean, from a technical standpoint, I guess you could say the PS4 to 5 is a big leap because, you know, PS4, we was kind of somewhat stuck at 30 frames per second and stuff like that.
I agree.
And so now we're able to reach up to 120 frames if you're not Gotham Knights, obviously. So we can play up to that. But I think the biggest leap like ever in gaming in general that like always is fucking amazing had to be from like to me personally the PS1 era to the GameCube era. That was the biggest leap. Why? Because in PS1 era, you know, we all know we all play PS1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The frame rate went below 30 a lot of times.
Obviously.
It went below 30 a lot of times.
Giving you frames.
We're just giving you frames at this point. It went below 30 a lot of times.
The block faces is nothing.
Polygons.
You could count the polygons.
Yeah. Lego.
Not only that, 3D gaming was still in its infancy, so you had like a lot of wonky like platformers. You know, because Crash Bandicoot.
Oh yeah, I'm pulling it trash, actually, but I'm just clarifying
that you know that I'm saying trash.
But just to let you know, it birthed a lot of platforming games. Just
but Mario was still ahead of it.
Yeah, it was.
So like, yeah, Jesus,
he made a comeback.
But I'm just saying,
I think you're reaching there.
That was the biggest jump because like, you had them actually able to like, you saw like Luigi's Mansion when it first came out. I don't know anybody played Luigi's Mansion.
I did.
That looked amazing.
It still looks amazing.
It still looks amazing. Yeah. When it came out. It looked amazing.
I love Luigi's
Mansion.
And
like to go from like. You go from Mario 64 because that's you have to compare it to. That was the first Mario. You go from that to Luigi's Mansion and you see like
it's great.
You see how the fog coming out of his mouth and everything. And like, it was really good. And then after that, like a week after that, we got Star Wars Rogue Squadron. That looked amazing on the GameCube too. That was fucking awesome.
Even a Shadow league. Game, the Sonic Shadow.
Yes. And then recently.
Sonic Shadow, the Shadow version of Sonic.
Yeah, the Shadow when he had the two Uzis.
Two Uzis.
And I recently played
Power World all over again.
Yeah.
And I recently played what's that game? Shadow of Colossus on PS2. Original Shadow of Colossus.
Okay.
PS2.
Okay.
The PS2 was the weakest of the three systems,
but still the best.
But it was the best. It was still the best. But like it. That game looked really amazing. That and Final Fantasy XII looked amazing on PS2.
Yeah.
Like, that really... I didn't even think that you could even, like, you know, keep up that level of fidelity going that late. Because Shadow of Colossus and PS and Final Fantasy XII came out, like, after the PS3 was launched, actually, I think. And they were still keeping up that level of graphics. I'm like, that's impressive.
Oh, yeah.
That's impressive. And the PS2 resolution is not that good, honestly. Wow. But Gran Turismo 4 can go
just
up to
above standard video.
just above standard video.
Video setting.
just above
it's standard 360, video. Because it's 360. Like, how you go on YouTube and it start to have at 360.
Uh-huh. And so that goes, like, I would say from the N64 era to the GameCube era was, like, the biggest jump for me. Because that... And, like, not only that, from, like, from a gameplay standpoint, too, you know, you got games like Devil May Cry 3 taking combat to the next level.
Yeah.
You had, like, fucking Metroid Prime looking fucking amazing and everything. You had Kalo being, like, crazy.
I was waiting when he was going to mention Metroid.
Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Like, you got to say the name at least once every time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, it's, you know,
you got your one time. You got your one time.
I mean, to that point, like in that PS2 era, like a lot of cutscenes, like the games you like to call movie games, that's like when that first started, that era of like the cutscenes being like
Metal
very hot.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, Metal Gear and like Final Fantasy.
Oh my god, my PS2, I played the shit out of Metal Gear Solid 2. Sons of Liberty, I probably beat that shit like six times back to back.
That's crazy. You liked it that much?
It was, bro, that was the game for me back
that
then.
That was the game for me.
Like every time you see the cutscenes, that's when you really see the highest potential of what the system
you do.
Push.
You do. Now,
dude, look at the fire.
PS1.
Look at the fire, dude.
No, but all you say, which version this is? Look at the GameCube version. Like, it does. Like, it looks actually visibly better. It does.
Now you're starting to sound like how we were with Last of Us.
You see that slightest contrast change?
The PC version not very good. But,
damn. Oh,
but, like, no, the best version clearly is the GameCube version, honestly.
Is it, though?
It is.
It's like a fucking
N64. Alright, so PS is more pixelated. The N64 is more blocky.
I would take the 64 over that though. Yeah.
They go with the GameCube.
Yeah, that's like GameCube more defined. Is a little GameCube, bit clearer.
Yeah.
Yeah. The GameCube is crazy.
Dreamcast ain't too bad either.
Dreamcast kind of was up there too.
The PS
shit shot out like a phone game and shit.
They censored his face. You can't even see his face.
Damn, I was.
Man, Dreamcast's face. You seen the face of Dreamcast? It was clear as shit.
It was. It's pretty.
Oh yeah.
So like, compare that. That's what I'm trying to say. Now you see this, right? Now pull up Resident Evil 1 remake on the GameCube. Pull that up. You'll see just how crazy of a jump it was.
Yeah. And I would say for me, like, the biggest jump would be, like, between the PS2 going to the PS3. Like, that's, like, those features on the PS3.
Yeah, it's a big fucking difference.
Yes. Like, that's insane how much of a jump it was.
You know what's
crazy? Just do that one above.
One of my favorite games on the GameCube I remember playing was Need for Speed Underground.
That's really good, too. Dude, that was amazing.
That was my shit.
You really love racing games.
How about you not judge me, sir?
I'm not judging
now,
you. I was just stating.
It's a little blurry.
No, like, I do like racing games. Like, I've been playing a lot of
Can you change the setting to the video setting? Bring that up a little bit.
That's as far as it goes.
Oh, damn.
Oof. But you can still tell that this was a huge jump. Like, you can't count.
No,
the polygons
it looks good.
It looks fucking amazing.
Yeah, for that time frame, that's
it's
amazing.
GameCube, yeah,
that looks amazing.
They can't compare it to a PS4.
I mean,
that's not fair. That is not fair.
The technology gap is just too wide.
But they compared to both the games. But
why couldn't Nintendo keep that momentum on graphics going forward from the GameCube? I wonder.
That for another episode. Well, I got Bob coming up with something for that one.
He's like, hold on.
I mean, Switch got better graphics than the GameCube.
Yeah, they
oh yeah, yeah. But I mean, like,
but the Switch is
the current set of systems.
I hope so.
But I'm saying, like, as far as like the current, you know, generation of systems, like, compared to the PS5 and Xbox, it's like Nintendo and Switch.
I kind of like the GameCube one better.
It looks really fucking good.
See, I paid attention to those frames.
Yeah,
like,
no.
Yeah, you could definitely see that, you know, the difference as far as like
but for me.
Don't get me wrong. The GameCube
now we see
crisp.
That you see. Yeah.
Now we see the PS4. Look at that, and then the
PS4. Still looks good though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we still can't take away from what the GameCube was. That like
it held its own
like that.
That's actually impressive.
It definitely optimized it to the system.
That was like to me, like you had Shadows on the GameCube version and everything. Like, that's actually really good.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Damn, they didn't put Shadows in the PS4?
Not really.
No, they did, but it wasn't like a huge contrast.
Yeah.
Like that one is like.
That makes more sense.
I feel like it depends on the lighting, but for that
room. Bro, there's a beam of light coming from right next to
you. You didn't even let me finish a sentence.
I feel like GameCube took a creative liberty with theirs. It's like the push they like,
did.
More of
they
it.
They did.
As far as like the creation of
GameCube looks really design. Good.
So for me, that was the biggest jump for me. After that, the jump's been minimum at best to me. From a GameCube standpoint.
I think I'm going to agree with you. That's a pretty big jump.
That's a pretty big jump. Like, did you see Resident Evil 1 on the PS1? I know we all seen
yes.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It looked like a Lego block getting his head cut off.
Of course. I mean, that's what that generation was.
But on the GameCube, he actually has shit coming out of his mouth and everything. Like, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the PlayStation 1 looked a little better on that.
It
looked like a lot better, actually.
Yeah, that scene looks even better. All right, let's get into... I think we're going to like this one. This is a favorite cartoon growing up.
Yo, here comes.
Was it the Codename Kids Next Door?
That was a good one.
Yep.
Billy and Mandy. Cow and Chicken. Ed and Eddie.
Ed and Eddie is a really good one.
It's fucking hilarious, bro. What else? Come on, bring. I had like a handful of shit. Samurai Jack.
Code
Lyoko.
Code Lyoko. Toonami.
That's a whole block.
Because they had good shows on there. Block, get the though. Fuck out of here. They had good shows on here.
It's like four kids.
They don't have Toonami now.
They had a bunch nobody of, like four kids.
Hey, listen, they had a couple of good ones on there.
Aqua Team Hunger Force.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. Yo!
Fosters. Fosters. 90s babies here.
Oh, yeah.
I actually like this. This actually wasn't too bad.
That was not bad
that
either.
That was not too bad. He was going crazy.
Look at the damn chimpanzee, my kid Samuel Jackson.
Ed and Eddie, absolutely. I watched the shit out of that.
Amazing World of Gumball.
And Gumball's definitely one of them. Honestly,
obviously, SpongeBob. If SpongeBob showed up on my TV, I'll be watching that shit right
Tom
now.
Tom and Jerry?
Regular show is definitely
some episodes. I didn't really care too much for Tom and Jerry, but I Powerpuff Girls.
It's definitely
Dexter's Laboratory.
These are all good. Hey,
listen, the funniest part about Powerpuff Girls was that every time they saw Mojo Jojo, it was on site every time.
Beat the shit
every time. Yo, he could be sitting there going grocery shopping and actually like paying for the food. See him and just like beat the hell out of him.
Fun fact about Powerpuff
Girls.
I don't really care
really
for Johnny Bravo.
Good. I fucking love.
Mama told me about women like
this
you.
This is like newer shit.
Yeah.
I like Zim. It was crazy. Adventure Time's like a dark turn later on in the
Invader
series.
Invader Zim.
It really did. Yeah. Bro, Invaders. Bro, did you see the movie that's on Netflix?
Oh, yeah. That shit was sick.
Movie, yeah. Bro, the point
for
the,
me, if
the
I had
part
to,
where
if
he
I,
grabs Dib and points at him with his foot had me crying, bro.
Yeah.
Check that out.
Yeah, if I bro, that shit's on Netflix, bro. It's so funny.
I got that. Well, stealing. If I had to, name on this, it'd be definitely Billy and Mandy, Ed and Eddie, Aqua Teen Hunger Force by far.
Oh yeah,
King of the Hill.
Oh, that's Chowder.
Oh,
Chowder was good.
Too. That's so many good ones.
Where are you taking me, Mondo? Where are you taking me?
And Teen Titans. Original
Teen Titans is the best one.
So I think for my list, I actually agree with a lot of the choices that you guys made. I think the two that I would add onto it is
Flapjack is hilarious.
What is the two that I mentioned when we was in the car? Yeah, Flapjack was also really
bro, good. Remember Flapjack when the other kid starts beating up the fucking cockroach? I was like, what the fuck?
The other two that I can add, like, because for the most part, I actually agree with all of you, with all of your choices, except for King of the Hill. That's a you.
Yeah, that is a him problem.
For me, the other two I had to
Time
be,
Squad, bro.
Danny Phantom and Avatar The Last Airbender. Those two were crazy for me.
Avatar The Last Airbender is legendary. That was beating a lot of animes in quality. That's why that's so legendary.
And then they're also making the live action series, too.
It's going to be good this time.
Bro, I know.
Oh, man.
That trailer was crazy.
She's going to be good. I fucking love this shit.
Yo, South Park is just like...
It's wild.
Eternal. South Park makes fun of everything.
Bro, guys. Batman Beyond.
Yo,
I've never seen that.
There you go.
Batman Beyond.
Ooh, Justice League
Unlimited. Justice League was one of them too.
Justice League and Justice League Unlimited.
It was good.
Both of those.
Yes.
Dude, I remember, like, so I don't know if you and Dante know, but I know Daniel knows for sure. Oh shit, Ben 10 was another one too.
Ben 10 was really good.
Ultimate Alien was good too. So when me and Nick were still like a lot younger, there was times where I used to come over, you know, to his house to spend like a weekend, and he would have like Justice League or Justice League Unlimited playing. And we just like sit there and binge watch shit for hours. That was our shit.
That's that classic right there. It's really good. That's actually, it's a lot. I honestly forgot. That's really good. And this is really good too.
Star Wars, the Clone Wars is crazy, really good
as well.
That's like newer though.
Yeah. It's newer, but it's still pretty old. We're talking about old Teen Titans.
Samurai Jack is the shit
too. That's crazy,
bro. The 90s cartoons, but there's nobody's fucking
there's
with
no
it.
One's fucking
nobody's
with
fucking with the no 90s cartoons.
90s and early 2000s actually.
I was like early 2000s because I think Danny Phantom came out in 04.
Danny Phantom too.
Yeah, he came out in 04, I think. And the same thing with
how do we forget Avatar? About Fairly Odd Parents?
Oh shit,
right?
I like some of it.
We? Wait, did y'all remember like late? Much later on in the Fairly Odd Parents series, he got like a fairy dog or something like that named Sparky.
But that's when they was trying out new bullshit.
Yeah, it was like, bro, I saw that and I'm like, what the hell is this? That shit was
dumb. Oh yeah, Courage the Cowardly Dog. That's like my favorite.
Yeah, I watched every fucking episode, every single episode.
My favorite one when he was in New York getting chipped by the cockroach. Yes, and then I love what you used to say. I'm not getting out of this chair.
You remember the spider monkey?
Dexter's Lab was
What was that spider monkey show again?
My gym partner's a monkey. Roach episode. Look at the way he looks.
He's going.
He's like a New Yorker and shit.
Like a New Yorker. Ridiculous. Roach episode.
His eyes all cockeyed.
Yes. Like, what the hell?
No, my favorite episode was with the purple foot with the infection on the Mr. foot.
They're like yellow.
Yeah.
Bull said, I'll cut you so bad, you wish I never cut you so bad.
Now I won the contest. Who cares? You won a contest.
Bro, look at his eyeballs.
I ain't gone through no door. I don't know what's on the other side. I got hot dogs.
He said, I got glizzies.
I got glizzies.
Hey, listen. To be fair, all he said was, I don't know what's on the other side. So he gave him something that could possibly be on the other side. And he was like, as soon as he heard that, he's like, all right, now I know what's on the other side. So we can go through now.
Yeah. It's equivalent to one of those guys with the trench coats. And you're like, I got this and that. And Ollieway.
You guys remember the movie Robots, the animated movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when he was in a train station? He was like, hey, kid, you want to buy a watch? He was like, and they're on his first time with some, don't buy us. We're fakes.
Those five my five most favorite ones. I got a that's good. I really can't eliminate down just the five. That's crazy. Yeah,
bro, the whole fucking 90s.
There was so many good shows.
Best cartoon shows ever.
Hey, you know what's the best part about it too? Because I was born right on 2000, but I grew up with Nick. I grew up with Alex and his two brothers, and I had uncles and all that on my grandpa's side. So I had all access to everything 90s. Everything they had, I also had.
We filled you with knowledge.
Yes. So, like, I'm like a diamond in a rough for a 2000s baby.
I really can't. And you said Invader Zim. Like, I can't even limit it down to just one. Yeah. That's
what I'm saying. Like, I feel like we just gave him a list.
We just gave him a whole fucking list.
Yeah, it's definitely hard to narrow it down.
And I feel like we can all like benefit from the list, but then like
Aaron Roscoe's Modern Life.
Oh, Ren and Stimpy.
Oh yeah, Ren and Stimpy.
I didn't really care for Ren and Stimpy too much.
The Lion King was my shit. I'm not gonna lie, I thought you said the dick, and I was like, huh?
Oh, Rocko's Modern Life. That was a good one.
Doug. Yeah. I remember Doug.
Oh yeah, Doug.
Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold. Why the fuck was his bully green? He's supposed to be like a.
I did watch Tiny Toon Adventures.
I did. Yeah.
I don't think I. Maybe I did.
Oh, I original X Men.
Oh yeah.
That was amazing.
Classic.
Ooh, hold on. This is like slightly off topic, but I just wanted to ask you a quick question because I know I talked to them about it in one of the last episodes. Uh-huh. Have you watched Invincible?
Oh, yeah, I have. They put him in Mortal Kombat 1 and now I hate him.
He said, no, but like, as, okay, so
as game, the show,
game, like game, yeah, yeah, game aside, like, what did you think about the show, though?
The show's pretty good. I like it,
bro. I sort of, I watched the, I watched all of that. That shit was
fucking amazing.
Yeah, that shit
is amazing. This shit got like,
oh wait,
no way to go in this part.
Hold on, I got another one, guys. I got another one. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's
yeah. You remember the theme song for that one?
Teenage Mutant. That's 80s, though, I think.
No, no, I think which one? I think it was like the
four kids one.
No, it was like 1, 2, 3, 4 the turtles like that. Dumb.
I hate Beast.
Did you guys see the? Did you guys see the Marvels movie?
No,
you didn't. No, no. Are you going to see it?
Oh, it was garbage. No.
So at the end of the movie.
Wait, when you say the Marvels, like what is like
Captain Marvel, Captain Rambo, and then Miss Marvel.
I did see the end credit scene though.
So
the Beast.
So yeah, Beast. They show the Beast. So X-Men's going to be in.
So wait, it's not like the second Shazam movie.
I couldn't stand Captain Planet.
Second Shazam movie.
Yeah, because remember, they had... You said Marvels.
I couldn't stand Captain
Planet. The Marvels. That's Marvel.
No, I'm sorry.
That's just Shazam is DC.
No, because remember, like, his original name was Captain Marvel, but then the whole New 52, they changed his name to Shazam. That gave him the powers.
No, I'm saying the Marvels, like, from Marvel Universe.
No, I didn't watch it then.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, the Beast is at the end.
I never understood.
And so that's indicating that X-Men is going to be in the next Marvel movie.
Gotcha.
I feel bad saying it, but as a King of the Hill fan, I never understood Beavis and Butthead.
Nobody ever understood. Yeah, remember the Wild Derby? Wild Derby.
I never understood Beavis and Butthead.
Just ugly as shit.
Let's talk. Like, what the hell?
Smashing.
Smashing.
Oh, yeah, Daniel.
The big ass nose and shit.
Big ass nose.
Oh, but yeah, Daniel, that was the one thing that I kind of didn't like about Shazam's character. And for a while, it was that like his original name was Captain Marvel, and and Shazam was the name of the wizard who gave him his power.
Right.
But then the whole New 52 update, and then you know Marvel having copyright over the name Captain Marvel. And mm-hmm. changed his name from Captain Marvel to Shazam. And in my head, I'm like, that doesn't make sense because that's the name of the wizard who gave him his power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
you can't just be like, okay, we're just going to double down on that name.
Well,
like,
yeah, and then they turned it into
like
him giving the powers to his family,
but
and then they're all Shazams.
See, but that's part of the New 52.
How they went to the bathroom. That was my problem with this show.
Cat Dog.
Like, Cat Dog was funny though.
No, how did they go to the bathroom?
I don't think they did. Like, there's no shot they did. No. And if they did, it was coming out of somebody's mouth.
Cat Dog. I remember watching the shit out of this too.
Yeah, I marathoned the show.
They're a freak of nature though, being honest. That's a freak of nature.
See, back in the early 2000s and the 90s, they had like original ideas.
That just proved my point. Go back.
That just proves my point.
He was licking himself, and that dog like coughed out the hairball. Right? So that means when one of them shits, it comes out the other one's mouth. I coughed it. I big brained that one. My chill. My brain got wrinkles.
I actually did not like the Land Before Time movies.
I didn't either.
I watched the show.
I did watch the show.
Oh yeah, on Flux. That was the good one.
Yeah, King of the Hill. Yeah.
Oh, they made a live action of Aeon Flux. I'm just not.
The movie was terrible, but the cartoon was good though.
That's just now occurring to me because I didn't know they had a cartoon.
Oh, please, no.
I just saw the movie.
Perfect way to end it off.
Why forsake us like this?
He looked like Hank Hill.
He does.
Yeah.
Aaron likes this shit.
He got cut doing everything.
Damn. Where the Confederate flag at?
I feel like that's the only thing that's missing. It's the Confederate flag.
Confederate flag.
This show was amazing. How don't y'all like it?
I fell asleep,
look at it,
man.
Bro, I'd say like art style wise, you might as well be watching Hey Arnold. I mean, I'm sorry, Arthur.
No, Beavis and Butthead, bro.
You're right.
They really got no life, though. They just standing there the whole time.
They don't got no life. They out there literally drinking.
but they still have a house and able to drink beer.
And they're standing there all day. At least with Family Guy, we knew Peter had a job, and the same thing with Homer Simpson. At least they had a job. They were just retarded.
I don't know. This show just served me as like melatonin for me. It's like, all like, right.
Bobby is ugly. Bobby is ugly. And so is the wife, Loki Johnson.
They're all ugly. What are you talking about? Ugly.
Her hair like a muffin.
Bro, she looked like she fell off out of a tree and smacked her head on branch on the way out.
I guess I can't.
All the branches coming
down. I know.
I was trying to be generous.
I know we're probably supposed to limit it down to five, but we give y'all like a fucking bunch of them.
You remember the first South Park movie?
We can't limit that.
Bigger, longer, uncut?
Yeah, we can't.
So, that shit was funny.
I mean, that was my list, honestly.
Such
I
guess, a fucking face, Uncle Fucker.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. Thundercats.
That's 80s, though,
isn't it? It was 80s,
they also made a couple newer ones, though. The one that we do not...
Gargoyles. Gargoyles is pretty good.
Is it?
I did see a little bit of Gargoyles. I've never watched that one. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to give it a shot not too long ago, but I
kept implanted.
Remember that Men in Black cartoon?
That intro, bro, always freaked me out. What the fuck is going on?
The fucking creature things. The little turd looking insect things.
I call them vultures, man. That's what I call them.
Vultures without feathers.
That's ugly.
What's up with man's shoulders?
His shoulders. I go, OG, he got my shoulders.
I look like you walk around with
stiff ass shoulders.
Bro, what the hell?
Yo, the intro is crazy, yo.
His shoulders.
Yo, it's blocky, yo. Like a PS2 game and shit.
He's like a door.
Wait, why was that kid on a wheelchair? He just moved his legs.
On the wheelchair.
Y'all saw that, right?
I saw that.
He was moving, like swinging his legs around. Like, why?
I do remember the show.
I do remember it. The animation was better than the actual.
Look at that.
This shit. That's definitely not Tommy Lee Jones, by the way.
No,
that's not Will Smith either. You know, he wasn't going on that low budget show.
I had the toy, the car that changed. You push the button on top and it like opens up.
Oh, that's like that's tough. Yo, it's like a ball with legs.
Wait. It's my favorite part. It's my favorite part. I don't know why you look like that.
The noisy cricket, they brought it back to the show.
Hey, yo. Oh. No more. I can't do no more.
Bro, look at the cockroach thing. Look at it.
Jesus Christ, that's hideous.
That was a pretty terrible.
My man's got shoulders for days.
My man got shoulders. I can't do it.
All right, guys. Anybody have anything to say about the whole topics that we talked about today? Any last words?
I know I'm gonna use his shoulders for something.
All right, well, I hope everybody liked this episode. We got so much more coming in the future, and we're going to keep you posted on what's the next topics that we're going to talk about for the next week. Just stay tuned. Keep coming with us. If you know anybody, just tell them about us. You know, keep everything running so we can give you all this great content. Please comment, like, and subscribe. We'll see you on the next one.
Peace.
Peace.
What's up, guys?